If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of The Daily Show on TheRightStuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, TheRightStuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega-donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to TheRightStuff.biz/paywall. And follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you. Welcome to the Daily Show at 1090.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
We're in the 90s now. I can say that every 100 episodes or so.
The Jewish apocalypse.
We're about to hit number 1100 in like a few weeks. That's kind of wild. We need new artwork, whole new direction for the show, new hobbies, new tablecloths. We already have a new tablecloth. Hope everyone likes it. I don't know what we're going to do today, like... After that prep in the car, like, hobby chat, we didn't even ask Alex about his hobbies. Oh, my God, you just probably just don't
know.
No,
we already know what they are.
We don't talk about my hobbies.
We already know what they are. No one else likes
them.
Well,
the problem with Alex's hobbies is they're, like, he's already got them optimized. He's just, like, cruising at, like, top level of what his, like, interest group is.
Because he's been doing it all along.
Yeah, so he doesn't have, like, he can't share with you, like, his pitfalls and his mistakes and what he's learned today because he stopped learning. He's just, like, I've learned how to excel. I've learned how to be number fucking one. You're all weak.
I wake up, I make a choice to win, and I win.
Yeah. Actually, that's not true. Recently, you were posting photographs of like, wow, the color red is impossible to photograph accurately with digital photography.
Okay, we can do that.
That
you
was
talked
interesting.
About red
that was
blowout,
very interesting shit.
Red my blowout. Existence.
Yeah. It's like the. It's
well,
like I
didn't, so you do have these. You do have these issues.
Well, it's not him. It's everybody. Like he's literally like, I have the problem that every professional has. I don't have any weird quirks. I'm not doing anything wrong. This is just this is a quirk of the medium that I'm forced to work in. I photograph red digitally, and it gives you the visual equivalent of audio clipping. And it's true.
Yeah, and Sven was talking about some band years
Rush.
Ago had posted like an album cover or something that was digital photography.
Rush's final album cover was called Clockwork Angels, and the cover art in person, if I grab the record or the CD, it's beautiful, but it's all red. And so these nerds that would use that as their like Facebook avatar, no matter what resolution you looked at it, no matter what resolution you uploaded it as, it always looked pixelated and shitty because it was red blowout. I just was like, oh, that's kind of crappy. I thought it was like something wrong with like Facebook's compression algorithm.
It's something with digital cameras and the sensors being especially sensitive to the red spectrum, so they overexpose red. And the solution, anytime you talk to a photographer, like, just shoot in raw, bro. Shoot it in raw. You got to raw dog it. Shoot it in raw.
It's just
everything looks shitty like that. Then,
yeah, well, then you got to go and do a bunch of post processing. But you're gonna be doing a bunch of post processing anyway.
Like
any level of photography, it's always going to be slightly fake in some way because you're going to do post-processing. Yeah. And you're going to Photoshop. You're going to Photoshop because let's say you set up a scene, a photo, and then you take your photos, take your set down, and then you notice there's a mistake. Are you going to reshoot or are you going to go in there with Photoshop retouch it? You're going to retouch it. You're not going to set up your entire set again and then reshoot. No. Nobody does that.
No.
Nobody. That's why airbrushing exists.
And people also love to oversaturate when they film, so everything is
oh, God, yeah. Well, so that's the other thing. Here's my advice to like the Instagram influencers in our audience is don't use whatever the stock filters are with digital photography. Go in there and manually tweak those settings, like manually adjust saturation just a little bit, adjust clarity, like just a little bit.
McNabb doesn't have hobbies.
I'm a professional.
He's a professional. So it's just no fun. Me and Mike, we're sitting here bumbling through the things we enjoyed doing.
It's really funny when you watch some of these guys who do like...
The plant guys or the photography guys?
Yeah, well, the plant guys, the aquarium guys who'll do like actually just I'm using my camera. I'm not filtering it. I'm not doing anything with it. I'm in my house. I'm showing my tank. It looks like crap and they get like all kinds of glare and reflections because they don't know how to do it. When you see a guy who does know how to do it, he puts a black screen behind so he doesn't get reflections.
Right.
He like saturates it so the greens and the reds and the bright colors are like popping and it looks fucking gorgeous. But you're like, that's a pro right there versus some guy who's like, look at this. And you can see all the detritus floating around and the algae on the sides of the tank. And this guy's like, no, I'm going to scrape my tanks. I put water clarifier. I do everything before I film. And then, wow, look at that. He's got amazing.
Yeah.
It's always looking fucking awesome.
My life's not a mess. Look what I did. I have the clarifier. Right.
But
so anyway,
again,
I would just do that in post. If I saw flaws in there, and be like, man, just touch that out of there.
Well, I mean, that's the things he's describing.
But you can't retouch like floating detritus in water.
No, that's a little bit difficult. You're gonna have to put in some minimal level of effort there.
No, all you have to do is literally put a flocculant in the water, and that shit goes away within an hour. Do you know what a flocculant is?
I guess I do now. I know it's a word I'm going to use incorrectly for fun.
Flocculant.
I want to see if Alex knows what it
it's
is.
It's like I ate a couple burritos before. For dinner last night. I was very flocculant.
It's a
refried
substance
beans
that makes particles cling together and sink to the bottom.
Oh, so it's a water clarifier.
Yeah, that's what it does. Yeah.
Flocculant.
Yeah. Because I bought some of that one time, only that's not what I bought. I ended up buying like one of these things to adjust tap water. I was like,
you bought the dechlorinifier.
It's like, shit, it's not what I needed. I need the other thing that cleans the water and clarifies it a little bit. Yeah.
The problem with that is, with that stuff is, your filter will get completely gunked up real quick because basically all the detritus gets like sucked right in. You have to clean it. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway, I forgot
but
what
do
I was
you have well water or do you have tap? Do you have fresh tap?
I have... town water, which is unfortunate because there
you do have to dechlorinify it then.
Yeah, there is a well here, and it is where I live. This is very, very pure water that comes out of the ground around here because it's all fucking goddamn it, limestone. It's all limestone around here.
I'm amazed that our water around here is so low in pH because I'm like, we live in the mountains. There's rocks everywhere, like, and we're getting well water, groundwater. Why is this?
Because of limestone, probably.
Limestone.
I'm going to assume.
Wouldn't it buff pH?
Oh, you said low pH.
Yeah, it's low.
Yeah, no, that
it's
is
like
fucking
six.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because it rains a lot and rainwater is acidic. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
It's because we're based.
Whatever. All I know is the water that comes out of my tap is like my fresh tap. Is well water, no chlorine, but it's like whatever. It's not even soft. The funny thing is, it's not even soft. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, whatever. Who cares?
Now we've definitely lost the audience. We're talking about water.
Anyway, all right. Listen, I'm actually.
I was looking at PragerU this morning. I was desperately trying to find a PragerU video, and I can't find it.
But you want to know something?
Yeah, I want to know something.
Oh, well, I've got stuff. We got to talk about this Venezuelan shit. So.
You don't want to hear about
it. And also, additionally, there's another angle here because we could just rage about it, but there's another angle here too. So yesterday he says, with stroke of a pen.
Who?
Just remember,
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, but Joe effectively Biden? Whatever Jews are running his administration did this.
TPS reports. He's doing his TPS
and
reports.
And remember.
Joe, we've got these new cover sheets. New cover story for the TPS reports. So he's like, I got to hear it from 8 different Jews when I mess up.
And remember, we have since the 1986 amnesty, which is a bill.
There
passed.
You go. Hold on. Stop. It's the Oval Office space. That's what it is. Joe Biden is just Peter. He's at the desk, and his TPS reports are wrong. These Jews are like, we have these Joe.
They go up to him, they're like,
We've got these new cover sheets for the TPS reports.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and let 500,000 Venezuelans in the country.
Yeah, you're going to have to sign this order. If you could just go ahead
and veto do that for me,
that would be great.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and lead the country to ruin on Sunday, too.
Yeah. Oh, is that the executive order granting work permits to 500,000 illegal immigrants? Mm. I'm just going to go ahead and get that from you. Yeah. Remember that? That shit always kills me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get that from you.
In the original ones, the cartoon ones. UAW strike. We kind of need those scab labor.
You remember the old Milton cartoons from MTV, Liquid Television? That shit was actually the funniest thing ever. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and get that from you.
Like, set the country on fire. It's like, that's like Milton is like, he's MAGA Milton. Like, we have to build a wall. Hey, we want these people to get out of here. I'm going to put, strychnine in the Rio Grande.
All right.
I'm going to set the country on fire.
I'm going to set the country on fire. In one of these beaneries. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, if I had thought about this more, I could have like funny Milton bits.
I know. This is
Joe
up.
Biden as Milton.
No, Joe Biden. Whatever, no, Milton has to be like the MAGA right that's like just totally lost.
Yeah, he's like, I was told there'd be a wall.
I was told there would be a wall here. I was told that Trump 2024 will end all the immigration. But it's like, by the time he gets elected in 2024, everybody is already going to be here. So if you could go ahead and move your campaign further into the center of the country where there's no people. Go ahead and do your rally somewhere in North Dakota. That'd be great.
Yeah, I like how we've shifted to just calling them migrants now.
Yeah, that's quite the thing.
I remember back when they were illegal immigrants.
Even immigrants is different than migrant.
Yeah,
because this implies they go back.
Well, it also implies they're just like a flock of geese that are looking for someplace to eat for the season.
Well, you know, fall is coming, and this is when the South Americans cross the border, and then they come here and work in taco shops. Yeah, that's...
You see, African swallow or the Venezuelan swallow. They're both migratory. They can't possibly carry a coconut. But, the thing is this, and this is kind of the point, is like, you know, there has been no law passed. I mean, maybe there's been some minor laws here or there passed, but there's been no sweeping immigration passed in years. And every president handles these things with executive orders. So you had DACA, and now you have Joe Biden TPS in 1990, then DACA, and now you have Joe Biden extending TPS. So and this basically as and you also had Joe Biden before this doing immigration parole. And immigration parole had been used before. But again, these are ad hoc measures that are used and they're trotted out every single time to deal with these problems. And the thing is, in 1986, when they passed that bill, what the Republicans promised and what Reagan promised was, well, we have these 3 million at the time. Imagine that. Only 3 million in the whole country, right? 3 million. We have to do something about it. And we're deporting them as unrealistic. But once we amnesty them, then we will shut down the border. We promise. And, of course, that never happened. So – you can't actually come back now and say, no, we'll do another amnesty. Because people have been talking about doing an amnesty, right? They're going to do an amnesty. People have been talking about this for years, that this has been the boogeyman held up by Republicans when trying to get votes. Right. And they're never going to do it. And the reason is because, like, the Republicans, it just can't pass because Republicans can't go to the public anymore and say – we'll do that, and then we'll shut down the border. Because no one will believe them, because like you said that last time. Why don't you just shut it down? Why don't you just do what you said last time? Why don't you actually fulfill the promise from 1986 today? Fulfill that promise. Why, that promise is now null and void? As far as I'm concerned, that's still on the table, right? It's still there.
They fell for it, so.
Yeah. Right. So everything since then has been executive orders, TPS, DACA. I'd actually have to look into the origins of TPS, if that was some kind of law or some kind of executive order or some cabinet level program they just put in place or whatever. But it's all essentially immigration parole. These things are just ad hoc measures taken by the executive because right. no politician wants to be out there as voting for.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
For this, and they also know that, you know, it's something that they can't actually get through the normal political process. So this is something we were talking about yesterday. Is one of the amazing things is Jews are just ignoring normal political processes now, not even just like the First Amendment and things like that, but they're just not doing it, you know, and they're reserving the normal political process for things like penis inspections, because that seems to be the purpose of Congress now, is just penis inspection, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's like, you know, what's his name, Stormy Daniels boob inspection, or Hunter Biden penis inspection. Like, that's the purpose. Congress is there now to investigate some scandal involving a member of the other party, and that's what they want to get you excited about in the headlines. And they don't care about, you know, they're not doing anything real. And the president just has leeway, be like, yeah, we're just letting them all in. You know, the New York Post had a headline this morning. 2.5 million NTAs, which are notice to appear for your asylum hearing, which, again, that's a fucking another scam. They'd never show up for their asylum hearings. And then they get to they go in wherever to the country. And the asylum hearings are years ahead of time, and they don't get deported while they wait. 2.5 million is what they're saying have been issued since Biden was president. 2.5 million. And now they've got – and they are saying they estimate 1.5 million have slipped border control detection at all. So there's like 4 million more immigrants, more non-white, South American, and not even – they're not even South American. They're not even just Aztecs anymore. There's like blacks coming in from all over the place, Haitians and Africans. There's like fucking Nepalese people are coming in. Like it's crazy. Everybody is just coming in. And they basically – my view is – this is what we were talking about yesterday as well – the Jews are just like they're fed up with Whitey, and they've actually realized, and this is going to hurt. This is going to sting. This is the part that really stings, because on some level we did it to ourselves, and that's what really hurts. Whitey got so easily distracted and pulled away from the issue by all the stupid shit that was zone flooded into the fucking right wing ecosystem. They stopped paying attention. The resistance of whites has been shallow. It's been almost non-existent, and it's been easy to pull them off into things like COVID and other stuff. Instead of – this is not something – they used to be more afraid of some kind of backlash. This Jews realize, look, oh, we can just give whites some stupid conspiracy theories. They'll jump on it, and then we can flood the fucking country with illegals. Like, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we rail against these things so much, why we say stop taking your eye off the ball, like, because they don't fear white resistance as much as they used to. They're just fucking – wiping us out. They're just flooding us out.
Just give everybody a stupid song.
Well,
you know, let's give them a fudge round song.
Tell people stop fucking falling for this shit and get involved with the real fucking thing, or we're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, let's just do a hashtag. Let's ban the 500,000.
Not a single illegal was deported across the other border because of that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you live in a dystopia where you live in your little box and you get in your little box, you go to your little job that's in another bigger box, and you don't really interact with your community, you don't see your fellow citizens, you don't see your neighbors, then yeah, it's hard to even notice what's happening until it's too late.
It's hard to even think of a way you could resist if you wanted to. Even people that don't like this and are uncomfortable, they don't even understand how to do it. I mean, this system we live under is the most amazingly totalitarian, disempowering system I think ever created in the history of the world. And people, it's difficult for people to see that or understand that, but that's what it is.
You know what we'll need to do?
And
we need to get a hashtag going. Hashtag where you ban the TPS reports, right? And that can easily become co-opted by more moderate forces in the kosher right wing and even centrists, where it can become not about like refusing foreign workers and foreign people for into the country. No, we love them. Ban the TPS could be like, we need to let them in with a different process so they can do all these jobs in the auto industry and crush that strike. That's what it needs to be. And then when that happens, when it's totally subsumed and taken over by the enemy and turned into something meaningless, I mean, implying it wasn't meaningless in the first place, the hashtag, then you can say like, well, we got to take it for what it was. Let's just take the W. A lot of important things happened here. like, you know, nothing.
You want to know what drove me nuts? I was looking at the New York. We want to talk about people in the comments and the kinds of shit they're saying. They have successfully, through this troll that Greg Abbott and to some extent Ron DeSantis and maybe some other Republican governors were doing of like shipping them to blue states. This is now something that like in this article about on the New York Post about like 3.8 million or whatever, there were people that were saying like, here's all the liberal counties where we should ship them to.
There you go.
And it just pisses me off because one person even commented, here's all of the sanctuary counties in Pennsylvania, listed them all out, and said, these liberals here won't like it too much if we ship them all there. I was like, well, my county's on there. I didn't know it was a sanctuary county. I don't know if it is a sanctuary county, but this county is 95% white and went hard, like 75% for Trump. So what the fuck are you even talking about, liberal county?
Yeah, well, hang on. You got any of those greedy union white auto workers in your county?
Well, you know, probably not, because there's no plants here, but like there are auto workers.
I bet them illegal immigrants, I bet they could do those jobs as lazy
union workers
don't want to do.
Yeah, this is the kind of shit. It's like they've given up. There were some people who were like, just set them all back. But dude, like even like 2-3 years ago, you'd have had a hell of a lot more of these people saying send them all back. Now they're saying send them to blue states, send them to liberal places, as if liberal places already aren't flooded with fucking immigrants. Like, it's like, do you understand? Like when you settle for that, when that's your cope, you realize you're sending beaners to places where there's already tons of beaners. You're sending blacks to places where there's already tons of blacks. You realize you're not imposing some new – now, granted, the New York City thing, yeah, that was some new thing. But what was the solution to that? What was the resolution to that? You and your fucking brilliant idea, let's flood New York City with it. Well, what happens? You have a four-way fight between four Democrats. Republicans are MIA. And then ultimately what they dialogue to consensus on, and in the media, this – I watched this happen. I watched the narrative go from like kicking them out to like give them work permits over the course of 2 weeks with subtle manipulation by the Jewish media. And now they've done it. And now you have Hochul and Adams and probably that faggot, what is his name? The Murphy in New Jersey. They're probably all praising. They're licking Biden's butthole because they're like, you did the right thing. This is going to make it all better. It's like, what are you talking about? And the reason they're saying is because the bar was so lowered to like, we don't want to pay taxes so they can stay in hotels. Well, first of all, taxes never fucking go up. So what are you – it's like they never actually raise the taxes.
Well,
you know, so it's like –
That's not what the boomers in the comments have told me. They told me that inflation due to government excessive taxation, that's the big problem in America. That's why inflation's so bad. It's taxation. And, oh, by the way, the UAW strike –
taxation is counterinflationary.
The UAW strike is going to make inflation worse.
Oh.
You know what's going to make inflation worse? 500,000 new beaners. That's going to put upward pressure on prices. You got more demand for goods. What the fuck? That's obvious. That's also going to put wages down. It's the every pressure of that is bad. Every single pressure created by 500,000 suddenly new members of the labor pool is bad. Wages go down. Prices go up. Rents go up, housing is more scarce. There's nothing good about it. There's unless you're a fucking kike financier or a landlord, then it's good.
Yes, unless these beaners are util inputs for your whatever your
for your
whatever
like,
racket
fucking
you're running.
Fungible goyim production system.
Right,
fungible goyim production system.
Yeah, that's yeah. I used that term fungible goyim in Florida a couple months ago, and everyone liked it. So
the fungible goyim.
That's how the Jews see it. It was fungible goyim. Yeah, except for whites, they're like, well, that's a group that's a potential competitor, so we're going to have to destroy them. Right? So, yeah. I mean, it's like this, and meanwhile, as this is happening, you know, what they're talking about in Congress is like, yeah, I don't think David Weiss is an objective penis inspector. And then they're also saying...
Well, hold on a second. I want to just remark on how... It's been a remarkable path that anti-immigration, you know, rhetoric and thought has just, it's just been diluted down into nothing. Like the issue basically disappeared Donald Trump basically ran it into the ground with his fraud. But along the way, he was talking about we're going to deal with the DACA people with heart or whatever and all this stuff. He was backpedaling the entire time.
I would have been fine with the rhetoric about dealing them with heart if he was actually going to deport them. We're going to deport them nicely, humanely. Sure. Yes, I'm on board. We're not going to shoot them, put them on a bus, give them a snack, send them home. That's not whatever happened.
The whole like Jeff Sessions scenario where he was just basically like scandaled out of the administration. He was the only one that was actually making moves with the immigration
with
courts
the immigration and
judges and
whatnot.
And
all that stuff he was doing, yeah.
And then during like COVID, it just became this non-issue, oddly. It's like we have to like keep these people out because they're not vaccinated or something. But we'll get back to it as soon as we can was always like where that was going. But
well,
even
what was funny.
And then Trump was, and then the Trumpists, they're talking about like what a disaster the border is. And it had nothing to do with like the people trying to come in. It was just like the way they're handling it is a humanitarian crisis. It's like, what about I don't care about them? Put those beaners in cages and be cruel to them for fun because we're Americans. Like that, all that energy was just gone and replaced by, you know, it's like a pseudo like Dems are the real racist thing, and then it just like disappeared.
Well, they were doing literally Biden is putting them in cages, too.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, because you have to do that somewhat, but here's the thing, the COVID actually was an incredibly missed opportunity on this front.
Right.
Because despite themselves, immigration slowed a lot during COVID.
Oh, don't
worry.
That's
another reason why I was like, they
don't close the border with China after it was like kind of too late. Like, oh, we're not allowing anybody in from China anymore.
Well,
as soon as everyone gets off the Diamond Princess and gets into the
country. There were actually policies that were lowering immigration, and also immigration was just lower generally because fewer people were moving around because they didn't want to get sick. And this was a perfect opportunity to actually institute a border, a total and complete. There was no excuse given everything else. And this is another thing. You could have leveraged mandates and masks and things like that to make this argument.
Was there even a call for it?
You want to mandate us to wear masks. You want to mandate us to take shots, and you won't even shut down the border. Who made that argument? Who actually, and not only making it, but you got to dig in your heels and try and do something. But the other problem is, even if the Republicans do that, nobody trusts them because they've lied for 40 fucking years. Right. So now there is this thing where they're like, oh, we want some kind of assurance. This is what they're going for. They're like, we aren't going to sign a continuing resolution because the budget, the fake budget, you know, the phony part of the budget, which they can actually afford to have expires on the 30th. Now, there's all kinds of other shit that never expires.
Right.
They're always going to have money for. They'll shut down, like, the national parks if we don't get money, right? But what Matt Gaetz and, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene are pretending to dig their heels in is, like, some assurances of border security. And it's like, what? The problem is Democrats in the Senate are like, we're just never going to sign anything with border security at all, ever. And they will absolutely sign it and shut the government down.
The problem is your entire neoliberal regime doesn't believe borders should exist.
They just don't want it. So all it is kayfabe to keep you distracted. And in the end, the Republicans will fold on it, and their excuse will be, well, the Democrat Senate would never have passed a budget with anything for border security. And I'm like, well, if that's true, then the government needs to be overturned. if we have a government that says we will simply never pass a budget if it includes protecting the border of our own country, well, then, frankly, that government has sacrificed any legitimacy and it has to go. It has to just be overturned. It has to be thrown out. There's no other option. There's no fucking other option. Okay, if they're simply saying, look, sorry, because the elites have a consensus, because the wealthy people and the Jews have a consensus that they're simply not deporting a single beaner ever again. They're not ever giving a concession to white people ever again on immigration. They're just going to flood us out. They're just going to destroy our race, and they've decided to do this. It's not a legitimate government.
No.
A government trying to destroy the citizens is not legitimate. It needs to go. There's no other excuse. There's no other option. And playing along with it, like the Republicans do, and saying, like, well, you know, this is the best we could get, compromise, we can't get a budget if it includes deporting people. Yeah, well, then it's not a government anymore. It's something else. It's an illegitimate, evil regime oppressing us, and it's our job
to kick it out of power.
No, you just have to get the other party in, you know, the party that never actually...
The party that's not going to do it. Yeah. The party that will say the same thing in power as out of power. I can't actually do that. Well, if we elect a president, we the people elect a president under the promise, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to deport these beaners. And then he comes back and he's like, well, I can't actually do it. The answer is...
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
Isn't like, oh, well, I guess that sucks. The answer is like, okay, well, then this government has to go. If there's other things in the government, there's other bureaucracies or roadblocks that Donald Trump hits that are inevitable. This is where the logic has to go. I don't want to hear that you have to, that he did what he could. He couldn't do anything else. He had to do this. No, the literal answer here is if there's other roadblocks and impediments that the president, for whatever reason, can't overcome, if that's the story you're pushing and you believe, well, the answer then is, well, this government that set those up, it's illegitimate and it has to go. Like, that's the only way that this could ever be the only logical conclusion to all of this. It's not that, like, because there's no fucking democratic will for this.
No.
And if there is, it includes people who were here against the democratic will from years before.
Right.
White people were never asked about any of this. I mean, look, get prepared to everywhere you go, blank face fucking Aztecs selling avocados on a street corner, because that's the world you're going to fucking live in. That's the world you're going to live in. Everywhere you go, these fucking blank faced little Incas are going to be walking around peddling shit.
Everywhere is going to look like Westchester County.
What Stryker said yesterday killed me. He's like, when you start seeing these people around, he's like, they're like bed bugs.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, and you know what happens when you get bed bugs? You got to burn the whole match.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. You just got to throw it out. You can't rescue that match. You can Zyklon it, I guess. That's one option. Really, the only – you got two options. Zyklon it or just burn it.
Yeah.
But,
does Zykloning even work? Never been tried.
Yeah, can you use Zyklon on people? Work on bugs.
Well, does it work on people, though? I mean, I don't know. No one's ever done that before. Maybe. We know it works on bugs.
We don't have an example of it ever actually killing mass numbers of people in a basement, so we have no idea.
We have no idea if that would even do anything. He's like dropped.
I think there's people that maybe have gotten sick.
He just like dropped like a bunch of Zyklon on Ossining, New York. Would all the beaners like would they expire? I don't even know.
Well, if you're outside, it's not going to matter.
That's true. You have a giant fan and it's just blowing it all away.
Yeah, the giant fan is just like the atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh God.
So yeah.
Alex is we've digitally de-aged Alex.
Yes, this is AI Alex back to when he had hair before he had gauges.
He's using the toddler filter.
Yeah, this is the best Instagram filter.
Oh my God, can you imagine McNabb with all that hair? It's like that, with like the beetle cut.
I don't think I've ever seen him with hair even 12 years ago.
Alex's kid's hair be like, tonight will be tonight, I will fall for you.
Just imagine what he would just look like with a hair. Just like a normal haircut like you or I have. Like,
you look like my mind.
Very... Yeah, with the little like swoopy comb over thing. I had to get that entire meme out. It's like one of my daughter's like favorite meme.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It almost feels like I hate to be like this, but I can't describe. It's not angst. It's not anger. It's not depression. When we talk about this kind of immigration issue, I just feel nothing, because like the entire strategy is out there and it won. Like there's not even a debate about it anymore. I mean, the
this is what I actually feel great despair, because I'm
past despair. Despair was for me was like 4 years ago.
Well, cause I'm not actually thinking of it in terms of like the politics, political solutions, and the wrangling. I'm just thinking about what the country is actually going to be like.
Yeah.
And that makes me fucking depressed.
Right.
That makes me start to think about where I'm going to immigrate to. Right.
So yeah. Well, good luck. Nobody wants us, man. You're a white American. Right? Where are you going
to
go?
There's nowhere to go. Everywhere.
Still people out from Canada.
Everywhere you could go is like under attack.
Canada doesn't fucking want us, and they particularly don't want you.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I were to go to another country, like, yeah, I'm Canadian.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
which I think is
good luck going to another country. I mean, Jesus Christ!
I guess I'll go to South America now that all the South Americans have left.
Maybe.
That might be the best option. But we'll just, like, we'll just swap. Again,
let's go down.
Even if we could run away, like, there's no running. I mean, because any country, every white country is facing the same pressures.
Yeah, every white country is anti-white. There's nowhere to go.
Right.
Well, the Jews are just anti-everyone but Jews. And if you run away, if you surrender to this, they're just going to keep rolling on.
They're going to be there. Well. Look, dude, Chile, Stryker was saying this. So Venezuelans are like 40% of the immigrants in the last few years, right?
Okay.
They have emptied Venezuela of 3 million people over the last couple of years. Literally, I was looking at their population statistics. They have emptied that country of, like, 3 million people that country.
How many people still live there?
Well, their population dropped from about 31 million to about 28 million in the last couple of years. Yeah. So, but the funny thing is,
that's crazy.
In the end, you know who's going to have the last laugh about that? It's going to be the Venezuelans, because they're getting rid of their shit underclass, and they are going to have. They've alienated
their working class so badly that they've actually left.
Well, the thing is, the political and economic crisis in Venezuela is completely imposed by the United States.
Yeah.
And, like, sanctioned. It's an oil-producing country.
Right.
It doesn't have to be, and it was.
So that's the thing. The United States put sanctions on Venezuela.
Right.
So they are forcing this immigration issue to be what it is.
As always, it is a two-pronged strategy. There's a geopolitical strategy, which is they're attempting to starve, just like with Syria, with creating the Syrian refugee crisis. They want to starve the Syrian government of people that could fight in its military by sending them to Europe. This is an open strategy of the Jews. Well, in Venezuela, they're trying to do the same thing, except they're trying to rob their economy of workers. The problem is the Venezuelans are wise to this, and they're sending, just like Castro did in the 70s, they're sending all their fucking criminals in their underclass. They're getting rid of their detritus to us, and they're going to laugh, because when the U.S. Geopolitical hegemony fails, as it is failing, when they have trading partners with Russia and China, and they're an oil-producing nation, they're going to end up in a better position. They've gotten rid of their shit people, and they'll have oil, and they'll have big-time powers backing them. They're not going to be fucked over. Once America fucks itself over where it can't mess with them anymore, they're going to be sitting pretty. But the other thing is, there's Venezuelans in Chile. There's Venezuelans in Argentina. And America goes to those countries and is like, you can't deport them either. The difference is, in Chile, the people are fucking rioting to kick the Venezuelans out. There's like 300,000 Venezuelan immigrants in Chile, and the Chileans, even though a lot of them aren't white, there's some of them are, but not all of them, are actually rioting in the streets to demand the government kick them out. And the government's like, well, America doesn't want us to. So it's not even just that they want them here. It's that they want Venezuela to lose people. And the same thing in Argentina. Ever since I've been a kid, Argentina has been in some kind of economic crisis. Ever since I've been a kid, Argentina economic crisis. Yet, for some reason, they keep getting immigrants. Argentina used to be actually more than half white. Now they have flooded it with all kinds of other Indians and Beaners. They got Venezuelans in Argentina too. Like, again, 300 to 500,000 or so. America, once again, you can't deport them.
Yeah, I'm looking at this article titled, Do U.S. Sanctions on Venezuela Work? Let's see here. Since 2006, the United States imposed a wide variety of sanctions. Most significant are preventing the Venezuelan government from accessing U.S. financial system, freezing the bank accounts and other assets of the Nicolas Maduro administration.
And my question is, why?
Oil imports. And it's like, what do you mean by work? Sounds like they work if the objective is to mess with their economy and force a bunch of immigration to the United States.
Yeah. But my question is, like, my question seriously in terms of it is, like, why?
To create the immigration process?
Why do we do – what is even the excuse? I mean, the excuse is what? Their country is communist? Hugo Chavez? Who fucking cares?
Were they just trying to engineer, like, this immigration problem? Like, were they just trying to create the migrant shift? I mean,
they have a geopolitical interest in destabilizing Venezuela.
Sure.
But I'm seriously, the question really is, I mean, and I know what their reasoning is, but it's like from the perspective of anybody else, why? Oh, now, they could leverage the boomer anti-communist thing, but frankly, if you're right about communism boomers, you should be like, well, I don't give a fuck. if Hugo Chavez wants to melt down his own country by being a commie, whatever. That's not my problem. Communism doesn't work, right? So we'll just let it collapse on its own.
Mm.
Well, why do we have to induce it then?
So that's sort of the question that dovetails this article that I'm reading, because there's debate about whether or not the country's economically devastated due to sanctions or whether it's just its own decisions. And it's like, okay, so if the sanctions aren't primarily responsible for this, why do them? If the country,
right, if you don't even know,
yeah.
The fact is they probably do know, and yes, obviously they're hurting Venezuela.
Also why I don't like this saber rattling that you occasionally hear about the U.S. military maybe doing something about the drug cartels in South America and Mexico.
Because they don't actually give a shit about that.
You're saying is that there's gonna be a bunch of collateral damage. You're gonna make a mess, and then we're gonna have more migration.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what will happen. How about if you want to do something about the drug cartels, do it at the Texas-Mexico border.
Yeah.
Deport the beaners and literally kill drug dealers coming across the border. Kill them. Shoot them.
Ooh.
That's how you do something about it. The U.S. military is capable of fighting the cartels. They are the cartels actually have armies now, by the way. They can actually defeat the Mexican military and the police, right? But we could easily beat them. We could beat anybody. The issue is we don't want to.
Right.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to use the military for what it's for, constitutionally for, protecting the country. They're just not interested in that. Like, no. We like the drugs. Actually, what we'd like to do is go destabilize a bunch of governments and then have more migratory crises and have the whole world in chaos. We like that. That's fun.
Just smear the global south all over the globe. Like,
yeah, just go in there with like a... like a big, you know, big, like one of those smearing knives and just like smear the peanut butter all over the place, right? It's just like the brown sludge everywhere.
Sanctions is controversial.
What sanctions? What'd you say?
Lifting sanctions is controversial.
I would make sanctions illegal. I'm serious. Every country is allowed to participate in the global marketplace as it wants. It's not.
I would go back to tradition.
If you sell something, people can buy it. If you export things, countries can choose to import them or not. Like, fuck sanctions. Fuck that. Fuck all sanctions.
I would make stock buybacks illegal again.
I would make a lot of shit illegal. One of them would be sanctions. Like, if Venezuela wants to have a fucking commie dictator, that's really not my problem. If they're selling oil, fine. You know, they're like, well, what about like the Uzbekistan dictator who's like boiling people in oil? I'm like, one, I don't care. Two, that's probably bullshit. Three, like, shut the fuck up.
So we do sanctions on Venezuela, and then we have Alejandro Mayorkas saying that he made the decision to grant all these Venezuelans legal status here because it's not safe for them in Venezuela. Conditions in Venezuela prevent their safe return.
Yeah, and they can just say that.
Yeah, because like you're saying, like, it's always a crisis, right? It's always a crisis. It's always an emergency. Oh, God.
Well, but you're creating that. They're creating that. And the other funny thing is a lot of these people that seek asylum status, they don't even have any realistic or valid claim to being repressed by the government. What it is that they're just poor. But supposedly, according to American doctrine that they're pretending to believe in, or policy they're pretending to believe in and follow, just being poor isn't a good enough reason to want to come to them. You can't say, I'm just poor, I want to come, right? That's not legal, or that's not allowed under the rule. So they say, well, I'm going to be subjected to violence. Well, from who? Well, from criminals in my own country. But that's not so it's not even political repression, because that's supposed to be – you're supposed to get asylum if you are facing political repression in your own country. If there are just a lot of criminals, that's the government of your own country's problem, not our problem. Americans are subjected to violent crime at third world levels. So it's not even a valid reason to want to come to America. Criminals. Well, there's fucking criminals here. A lot of them. Crime rates might be lower in your country, because whenever the Republicans try and do a law and order excuse for immigration, Democrats and liberals come back with, well, the crime by native-born Americans is much higher than those of immigrants. And they're right, because of blacks. So, like, none of it actually makes sense. So the only thing you can conclude is that people like Alejandro Mayorkas, who's a Jew, simply don't want to deport any beaners.
this country is just kind of a scary mess.
Oh, it's a complete fucking mess.
It's pretty horrific.
I mean, think about this. Ask anybody. Go out on the streets and ask anybody, where do you see this country going? What's the future? What's the future going to be like? Where are we going? Where is all this headed? You know, people will say, I have no fucking idea.
I think they would say it's going downhill. It's going to the toilet. I think it's circling the drain.
It's going to the toilet, but they couldn't give you any sort of specific, definite predictions on how that, on like how the water will swirl down the drain. What patterns? What kind of fractal designs will it make as it goes down? But it's going down. So,
oh my God, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show, and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall. To create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense, please do so. We'll both be happier for it.
Yeah. What are you grimacing at?
I don't know. It's interesting to see this play out against the background of this UAW strike. Like,
have 12,000 workers in auto plants striking, and we just granted 500,000 work permits.
Yeah.
I think that's called right to work.
Yeah, see, right to work and getting rid of these lazy unions, that's how you get a good competitive product, which is why buy cars made in Japan by the Japanese auto union.
Remember Bernie Sanders? How we played the audio clip of him the other day where he's like, oh, we are coming to a point where artificial intelligence is going to increase worker productivity so much, but who's going to benefit? Well, here's the question, for you as well as everyone else. Why, in a situation where worker productivity is increasing, do you grant 500,000 work permits? One of the things that UAW is complaining about, we could go into EVs and all that stupid shit. I don't care.
Wouldn't Bernie say, like, ask the Koch brothers? that's a right-wing problem.
That's a right-wing position, right? One of the things that the workers are demanding is, since EVs, and look, I don't want to get in that debate again, but one thing is true. It requires the labor to build the parts is less, right? It's seemingly less labor to build the parts and assemble EVs. So they want in on that, but they're also objecting to it because it's going to mean more auto workers are going to get laid off. My position is, well, how about instead of laying off auto workers, we actually do the thing they're suggesting, which is give everyone another day off and keep the same amount of workers and also keep the same pay.
Mm-hmm.
But which we could do, because you can do that when you have rising productivity of labor. That will raise wages. Raise living standards. But when you
I want to make this point. 500,000
beaners.
Like, they literally have the cash to pay these workers what they're demanding. They have the money.
Right.
Because they spent $5 billion on stock buybacks, which is literally just monkeying with your stock prices and your valuations. It's just playing in the market. You're just inflating the earnings per share on your fucking stocks. If you have the cash to do that, you could actually pay the workers and have enough left over to even expand production.
Right. And if as usual, if because of technology, labor becomes more productive, that means you can raise wages.
But that means that I don't get as much profit, though.
Well, that's the problem.
And then I can't take that money and buy my own stock back with it.
This is another reason I'm not a Luddite. Because in my view, Ludditism is a reactionary response to the what capitalism does with rising productivity of labor. What capitalism does with rising productivity of labor, absent – now, what a libertarian, what a free market ideologue would tell you is, well, workers actually do get paid more because their labor is worth more because of the rising productivity of labor due to more capital and labor process, all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that has happened. But every single time, it's a fight. It's a fight. They don't just give it up.
It's been a losing fight in the United States for a long time.
Yes, and the fight has gone the other way. And one of the reasons, one of the major things that helps the fight go the other way is immigration. It's immigration.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it really is kind of staggering, too, if you look at the United States versus these other countries. And it's like, why is this particular place so retarded on purpose? And why is it the people that live here act as if it's impossible to make any kind of positive changes? They act like it's just a state of nature in America that you grind away in a free market hellscape. You don't have any kind of universal health care. Your government can't secure the borders. Your government can't do anything. That's just how it is, you know? That's just how it is, man.
Americans are increasingly also getting a reputation in other countries for being lunatics. It's not just because of the policies in America. It's because when people encounter Americans, they're like ranting and raving about some issue that like doesn't matter. Like and on one side, it's like the so-called woke stuff, like the anti-white stuff, the gay shit. And then on the other side, it's like the crazy conspiracy theories from the right. From the left, it's like all that cultural crap, the trans and the faggot stuff and the anti-racism and let's destroy everything any white person ever did. And then from the right, it's like lunatic conspiracy crap. And people are just always ranting and raving about this stuff. And people in other countries are like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Right. I mean, I've been arguing with the boomers a lot more than I should.
It's true. It's
more than I should, but the boomers exemplify a certain American thought process that is absolutely mind-boggling, which is unions have hurt the big automotive companies in America, right? Unions have really been a problem because they're greedy. They've raised the labor costs too much. This is why American cars are bad. And then they will go on to tell you that they drive a Honda or a Toyota, which is literally built by a Japanese labor union in a country that has universal health care. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why is it the Japanese can have unions, universal health care, and make a car that you want to spend your hard-earned money on, but you can't do that here? I don't think the unions are the problem. I don't think that the health care system is the salient factor here either. Something else is going on.
Basically, everyone else in the world sees America as a barbaric place.
Because it is a barbaric place, and they actually see the lack of barbaric retards.
Dude, literally the fact that Americans like can't go to the fucking hospital, that makes other people be like, what? Like, it actually, dude, like Palestinians are like appalled by the healthcare system in America.
Yeah.
Like, they find it shocking.
I mean,
right? So, yeah.
Have Americans and these boomers and Americans haven't quite understood this yet, but it's like you guys are actually in a shithole country and you're buying products from first world countries. You're the shithole.
One of the things that people tell us, that people that are sort of adjacent to us but trying to do the let's like blend in with this right, with this insane lunatic right wing culture in America.
It's amazing how like how closely adjacent you can be to us and be a total fraud, but go on.
Is them telling us like you guys, people don't want to hear that like America is a shithole and you guys are always telling them that. You have to stop. You have to pretend to them yet. And I'm like, no,
people don't
want to
hear nigger. Hold on.
I'm done lying.
People don't want to hear nigger. People don't want to hear kike. People don't want to hear the Holocaust was fake. People don't want to hear anything that we have to say. The problem is these are all truths that have been deeply and just broadly programmed as bad in people's minds psychologically for generations in this country. And if you're going to sit around
and
pretend...
Well, there's a lot of people like, that probably, yes, they would like to pretend these things aren't happening. They would like to pretend this isn't a shithole.
Well, that's,
I'm sure there's
that
some
helps
fucking
them.
Idiot.
Helping somebody, what good, helping somebody pretend that a lie is true isn't going to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
And this is what these people don't understand. That's why they're always mad. It's like, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that the tranny is actually a girl. That's basically what
like,
you do.
Bro,
you are an ideological tranny supporter. You
doing
like the system is telling you that that's a feminine penis and you're going, yeah, it is. We shouldn't tell people that it's not, because even though that's absurd, it's crazy, people just don't want to hear it from us. You got to stop. We got to work with that.
Actually,
we got to work with that. We got to work with that feminine penis. We got to work with
that. Right wingers will agree with that, right?
No, I'm being metaphorical.
I'm going to go further metaphor.
They're trying to tell us that the entirety of existence is a feminine penis, and it's valid. And we're going like, wait, no, it's not. Hashtag ban
right.
NDL.
But here's what's funny. Yeah. Is even the people who will agree with the feminine penis isn't real, that like don't like all the trans stuff and all that shit, if you go to them and you say, yeah, you know, the system that's producing that ideology is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's not go too far now. No, and like, again, it's like people that will endlessly bitch about every single thing. If you're like, well, let's take all these little things you're bitching about and let's build that into a holistic view of the whole picture and maybe even come up with a plan of how to try and reverse it. Well, you can't tell me this country, red, white, blue, there's not a shithole. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of a shithole.
It's kind of a shithole.
It's a shithole.
The country that is telling you that effeminate penises are real, country that that tells you that like there's literally nothing wrong with women that cut up their tits showing their surgery scars and men with fake tits showing them on the White House lawn, and then a country that tells you, yeah, by the way, like, yeah, there's an auto worker strike and we're letting 500,000 illegal aliens have fucking work permits in the same day, you know, and all this is just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
we're gonna like basically any white person anywhere, if there's more than half of white people anywhere, we're gonna make sure to put like niggers and beaners there, dude. They have like federal programs where if they settle a bunch of fucking Somalians or some other God knows what like race that crawled out from the underbelly of whatever in some place where there's white people, and like that Somalian like kills somebody, which happens a lot, kills a white person. They have like rapid response teams, like funded by the federal government, like NGOs that go in to do like community interventions to like stop white people from being mad. There's a story about this that I've got that we can talk about.
I saw.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, that's been going around. Yeah, so yeah, I mean that's just how it works.
Well, it's just reputation management. Reputation management, like 101. You got to put out some of these fires here and there.
It's PR.
What you got to do?
You know, and it's funny because one of the things that people around the world, in terms of like the Ukraine war, one of the things they're amazed about is they're like, the Ukrainians seem more interested in like PR than in like winning. So they'll do shit like, okay, so you're literally like across the front line of combat, like you're attacking Russian positions and just getting mowed down. Okay. But then you'll do something like they'll send a speedboat out to like a platform somewhere in the Black Sea, and then they'll get off and they'll do like a photo op, and it's like they're doing banner drops. Like they did this a couple weeks ago. Like 18 Ukrainian troops like went on a speedboat to like an abandoned Russian oil platform in the Black Sea, and they raised the Ukrainian flag. And then they scooted the hell out of there before they got droned. And, like, they're like, yeah, big win. And it's like, that's really dumb. They did the same thing on some, like, beach in Crimea. They, like, landed, raised a flag, and, like, got the fuck out before the Russians saw them and, like, killed them. And it's like, that is, like, you're doing banner drops, but, like, it's actually a real war.
It's an Instagram war.
Right. And then they'll take their precious few resources that they have, like the precious few amounts of missiles and drones that they have that can actually hit targets, and they're attacking like symbolic targets. They're not hitting like actual stores of ammunition or weapons or Russian troops. They're attacking like a bridge because of the bridge that the Russians built between Russia and Crimea. They hit that. It doesn't even take the whole bridge out. It takes like one lane is out for a couple weeks, and they just keep doing that because they're like, it's a PR win to do. It's like, but you can't win the war on PR. The PR comes after you win.
Right.
You win by any means necessary, even including fucking genocide. Then you accuse the losing side of all that and up your reputation with massive media afterwards. That's how you're supposed to do it. That's actually, it's like Jews. You got so overconfident with the PR shit that you thought you could win with PR instead of having to win with guns and bombs and then do PR. You forgot the order that you do this in. In World War II, you made sure to win first, and then, well, I mean, you did PR the whole time, but you also made sure to win. And in this one, it's like, yeah, like, you know, stunts aren't going to win the war, Ukrainians. Like, sending 30 or so Ukrainian troops into, like, a Russian village on the border and, like, capturing it and capturing the government building for one day until the Russian army comes and kicks you out, like, that's not going to win you anything. It's stupid. But that's because they can't win. But they still are doing all this PR shit. So, but that has people scratching their heads. I mean, you don't understand. In America, there's no substance to anything, and it's all PR. Like, the place is a complete disaster, and the whole point of the government and the system is to just prevent you from thinking that it's a disaster. And oftentimes they'll give you other disaster scenarios that either aren't real or they're giving you like a stupid idea on it. And that's that. I mean, the amount of people like the amount of conservatives who are now thinking the best thing to do with illegal. I mean, think about this, like the best thing to do with illegal immigrants is send them to blue states. No, because then we'll never be rid of them.
Yeah, but they don't think of this as a country. They don't.
Yeah, they don't care anymore. They just want to own libs because that's like the only thing that they feel like
A characteristic of the modern American is just being spiteful to other modern Americans.
Well, I think it's also with that. It's like you're so if you're an American boomer, you are so trained and you're so psychologically browbeaten. Into never even expecting to get anything that you want out of the state, that this is the best you can come up with.
I think this is actually the secret to the Jews' recent success, is they realized we can literally hand much of the online space over to the phony right. Musk's Twitter is an example. And as it's now been studied.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah, the first half anyway. With annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us, therightstuff.biz/paywall.
So people that lean right, lean conservative, are more engaged online than liberals. They're more engaged and there's more content for them online.
They also ideologically like think that collective action is bad or something. Like,
right. That's another problem, right? And all of these things,
unless that collective action is like watching YouTube watching X videos posted by Tucker Carlson. That is the epitome of collective action. And that means something got done.
Oh, yeah. No, the collective action is liking a post.
Right.
Sharing and liking a post and hashtagging. That we can do. You know why? Because that's easy.
That's you being a spectator.
Very low. Yeah, that's just – that's like you waving – so you having the big finger mitten in the stands at the sports game. Like, right? Or doing the wave, right? Remember that? But what was I thinking? Yeah, I'm sorry. But this is the they've got more of them engaged in this type of activity, and Jews realize, wait, if we seed within parameters, like they're not going to let NJP and TRS back, but if we seed a lot of this space to these people, let them have their little playground, let them do that shit, and give them flood the zone with a bunch of dumb conspiracies. Wow, we get to just give 500 illegal immigrants work permits and no one's going to say a fucking thing.
They would never
have tried that in the 90s.
I actually just tried to give someone on Twitter the link to episode 99 with Brendan O'Connor that we did. I forgot, like, you're not allowed to post our URLs there. I forgot. Like, I have to get like whatever the bit.ly is. I was like, oh, that's right, I forgot. You can't listen to this. You can't listen to this libtard get owned, Twitter. I mean, we were owning that libtard. Hardcore.
That libtard was very owned.
He was fucking
epic,
like,
style.
We turned him upside down and emptied all, you know, we shook his pockets empty and fucking pulled his libtard shirt.
Ownage.
We pulled his libtard shirt over his libtard head and then punched him in his libtard face. I mean, it was an amazing episode. I forgot. Yeah, listen to that though. Did we say like America sucks in that episode anywhere? I don't know. I mean, that's from an episode when we were still kind of retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, Joan Jett's trending. Did she die? Ah, damn.
I don't fucking know.
In a world of Kardashians, be a Joan Jett. What does that mean? In a world of Kardashians, be a Joan Jett. Like, be a different kind of manufactured glamour girl. Like, be the anti-glamour girl.
Yeah, it's just be a different kind of phony social trend. Like, who cares? Like, it's like, but this thing, occasionally this shit hits. Like, you see them do something like this. And what's amazing is, like, this lingered in the headlines for, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was back to, now, like I said, there is some kayfabe going on where there's a pretense that, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz are, like, holding out for some thing that includes funding for border security or something. And one, you're not going to get it. Two, if you do, it's just going to go to funding like more efficient moving of these people into asylum camps or whatever the hell it is, right? They're not going to actually use it how you want. Also, it's only the small. They've now like factionalized. They've defined factions in the Republican Party. So they're not even the Freedom Caucus anymore. They're now the rogue Republicans. That's like MTG and Matt Gaetz. And these are the only people that participate in the play acting of like holding out and causing issues. Like Matt Gaetz, we saw that one clip of him briefly before he couldn't take it anymore. He's like, it's not going to operate like that anymore, Mr. McCarthy. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like it's just like it is going to operate like that because there's not enough of you to force anything. Because literally all they'll do is like these moderates will just be like, yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and pass it. We're going to cross the aisle, vote with Democrats and pass it. And then you know, if you guys push this hard enough, we'll just go and vote for the Democrat thing. And that's how that's just going to work. So they're only giving you the kayfabe they're giving you is like a few Congress people who are going to be like, we're digging our heels in. But again, look at the whole of what is going on.
Oh, that
whole
kind of
thing needs to fucking go. Yes.
Look
at the whole. All right. Like,
yeah, we're not
let's not,
at
let's, not let's not go there. Right. I know that's what a lot of people in Congress like doing, but yes. But look at the entirety of it. Okay. How about that? Look at the entirety of the situation here. Look at the entire. It's like stop. I mean, don't get so into like Matt Gaetz and his lone struggle because it's not. That's also fake. And we know it is because somebody much more based than Matt Gaetz won the presidency in 2016. And it didn't happen. And it didn't happen. And the excuse we were given was, well, that is because it can't happen. And it's like, well, then it has to go. There's no other fucking solution. There's no other option. It just if literally the way this is set up, we cannot actually do this. Then these people have to go, all of them, and we have to become the government.
Oh, I was just getting another America update. U.S. states relax child labor laws amid rise in illegal work.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so that's cool. So we're gonna give them work permits, and also we're gonna let their kids work in our factories and sweatshops. Okay.
And all of you nice. Libtards out there, we lecture a lot about boomers and dumb conservatives, which boomer really is not even a generational thing anymore. It's the attitude of the stupid conservatives. Now, maybe it's heavily weighted towards that generation, but there's certainly people that aren't members of that generation that think like this, too, because they've been reading the same media. But let's talk to Howard Zinn Americans now. Now, I'm not talking about Jews. I'm talking about people who are impressed with that.
Like edgy 90s,
all that stuff that the libtards and leftists.
I was gonna say edgy 90s, like college libtards.
Yeah,
annoying college hippies from South Park, the Howard Zinn American.
But even a lot of that stuff, like I actually could have been characterized as one of those people when I was that age, and the reason was because I actually was like worried about workers, as gay as that sounds. I was actually like interested in the plight of the average worker.
This means you had a high tolerance for bullshit because that college hippie crap that they make fun of in South Park was designed to take someone like me, who normally like under like yeah I'm worried about being a worker, but like make it all that seems so fucking gay that like you create this desire to just have a hippie drill, right? And anyone who thinks like this and like they're the most obnoxious people possible. And it used to be like a mainstream belief for people who were just like Democrats too, just like there were normie Democrats, and then there was like I've talked about several times in the past
these annoying people.
That movie PCU, where it's like a bunch of stoner slackers are making fun of the cause heads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now like the cause heads are the mainstream. And now what?
Yeah, that was a very Jewish movie, too.
Yes. Oh, God.
PCU. Yeah, I remember. Jeremy like Jeremy Piven. Piven, right? The Jew was like, yeah, let's throw meat on the vegan broads. It's like, see, I always hated that shit. There was a minor little faction amongst like leftists of those days that also hated all that shit because it was a big distraction. And it was silly. And it was bourgeois. We would say like these people, this is like middle class bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. This doesn't matter. Like, this is stupid. What about what's actually going on? there was a small, tiny faction on the left. Eventually, I couldn't deal with those people anymore because right. all the gay shit. I had to just bail and like not have anything to do with it. But for those people that like stayed in that ideology, for the people that used to tote around their copy of like a People's History of the U.S. or like people who actually would say like, oh, yeah, you like the weekend, thank the unions. Like people that would say that, I'd be like, well, here's your problem. The fact that you got sucked into because these people, they like the narratives of like the underdog and like the little guy prevailing against the big guy. So what they did, and sometimes you get right wingers that will critique this, is they say they took that little guy against the big guy struggle and they supplanted it with black people against white supremacy.
Right.
So they took, which is a lie, which is not real, because it was only ever a tiny amount of whites that were oppressing blacks, and whites themselves were even worse off because of black slavery than even blacks were. That's just the facts, and people don't like it, and then we can have that conversation some other time, particularly Southern whites. Southern whites suffered more from slavery than anybody. Debate me. But, like, here's the thing. So they took you, and they got you – now they took your race ideology – and they've undermined every single thing you cared about with labor rights and union struggles and those big strikes. You know, all those big strike actions and those union actions, those coal miners that went out there in West Virginia and Kentucky and were fighting the cops and were fighting the big companies. It was all white people. It's all white people that were doing that.
Yep.
You understand that, right?
Yep.
And frankly, and when they bring in...
to make the race thing as like the central like moral issue they're concerned with, because I did a little debating and arguing with these types, and once you cross that tripwire, boy, do they get activated. They get really passionate and activated about how bad it is to be racist, how they're not racist, and you know it's just disgusting that you would be racist.
Well, you know who was racist? Unions. Okay, back in the day, they were racist. They would fucking riot, and if there was an attempt to bring black workers into their area, and you know who loved bringing black workers into places where whites had a stranglehold on labor? Capitalists and Jews and Jewish capitalists and even fucking Gentile capitalists loved it. They loved it. This was their way of breaking labor. This is what you don't understand. Your race ideology is a strike-breaking strategy by capital. You fucking morons.
This is one of the American things I do have trouble understanding, is that I see people that they observe there's a struggle between labor unions and U.S. auto corporations, and they instinctively side with the corporation.
I don't think that's true. Which is just an entity. That's just the one. That's just that. That's just conservatives, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying like all Americans do that, but yeah, there is a significant group of these like boomer conservatives that they for whatever reason seem to have more of an emotional connection to like a brand or a product than they do the person who makes it.
Well, that's like I would say every American has that, but yes, there's a particular strain of Reaganite conservatism, which yes, generally speaking, can overwhelmingly be found amongst older generations, which is like that. That's far from a majority opinion, though. Like the majority opinion,
right?
Is,
now
is
that
not that,
that I think is more of a boomer thing, because it's the same sort of thing with their preference for staying in hotel chains and going to shitty restaurants just because they're a corporate brand they're familiar with, you know, as opposed to like staying in a place that's actually mom and pop establishment or eating there,
right?
Because that's another thing I've observed is that generation. I mean, they got. Something went really, really badly wrong with them. Really badly wrong. And between like the leaded gasoline and the rampant consumerism and then the Reaganism and all of that nonsense, their brains were just destroyed, utterly destroyed. And these types of people, and you will see this outside of boomers too, they are very proud of talking about how good they are at understanding a quality product for the right price. Like, look at me. I'm special. I can make economic calculations. I'm so smart. I make basic-ass economic calculations. I'm a genius.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And they'll be very proud to tell you like how much money they saved on something or how they bought this thing because it was a higher-quality product.
It doesn't have any batteries.
It doesn't have any batteries. You're correct.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. He's talking about the American capitalist system?
No, he's talking about the whole problem with the switch to electric cars.
He's talking about EVs?
Yeah, right? That's what happens.
Dad, I've had this electric vehicle for 10 years, and now it's no good. What do I do? Well, you go buy a new one, son.
Well, let's make another one in China.
China.
Yeah, and as usual, it's like the thing that really makes everybody mad about Donald Trump is that he's just a smarter politician than they are. Sucks. He's also way smarter than the internet, right? Because he's out there. I'll go on the picket line with the union.
Are you kidding me? He's smart.
It's smart.
He fooled the internet right into coming back to him in droves. Some people who were never even there are now on the Trump train. It's wild to see.
Yes.
There are 2016 Trump skeptics who are now 2024 fucking diehards. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I think that honestly, I think a big part of the Trump phenomenon, I could be wrong about this. This is my intuitive thing. I think a big part of the Trump 2024 phenomena is people who are like, the system is already fucked. Let's just say fuck you. Let's just send a flaming ball of trash into Washington. What?
But I'm saying fuck you.
I understand, but this is their. They see this as a better fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. So. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm seeing from people. Is they're like, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump just because they don't want me to, because I hate them, and fuck them, and I'm totally disempowered in every other way. So this is what I'm going to do. That's just what I see.
But he's them. He's still them. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, but
fuck them. But also,
I'm
but
just
not
telling
him.
You what people are thinking. I'm not making an excuse for it. I'm just saying I'm seeing this. Like, we can argue. You can argue against that position. My position is Trump didn't do anything the first time.
No, he's never going to do it again.
It's not even like. I'm not even, because my view is, the point I'm making is, like, they're not actually expecting anything from him. They just want the shit show. They just want to see it burn now. And my position is, well.
Still listening to this version of the Daily Showa? Still haven't subscribed? Please, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again.
One, that's not actually going to make it burn. That's the real thing. That's not actually going to make it burn the way you think it will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to see it burn, like, you have to actually join our group and our movement that is actually trying to throw these people out.
Right.
And take over for real. In real life.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, oh, it's not real. Okay. It's not realistic. You know what else isn't realistic? America.
Well, voting Donald Trump to say fuck you isn't realistic.
This entire system. I mean, this is my speech. I don't know if you guys probably never watched it, but the speech I gave, I said this. I said, look, you might come to NJP and be like, you guys, what's that? what I was saying was, like, you guys might come to us and be like, hey, well, you guys, this is pie in the sky thinking. This is a big long shot. You guys are never going to win. It's impossible. I'm like, okay, I understand that you think that.
Not with that attitude.
I actually completely understand you think that. No, I get why people say that. But here, let me ask you this. You think we have a pie in the sky position? You think we have a long shot? You know what? It's a long shot position. America surviving otherwise.
Mm.
That's actually less believable. It's less credible. The American system is less credible. Nobody believes it. Nobody believes it can survive. It can thrive. It can persist. It can. Nobody buys that. You know, nobody thinks so.
If you're making a calculation, it's like it takes longer to die on your knees than it does like on your feet. So I'm not going to join
the other thing.
Be on your feet thing. Yeah. That's how I see it. Just, you know, at least either way, they've just internalized really the absolute demise of everything around them.
But they're my point, like, is that they're still not convinced. Yeah, they're still not convinced.
I don't want to waste my.
That
I don't want to waste
will
my,
actually survive.
I don't want to waste the final years of my people's existence fighting. I could be growing carrots and. Yeah. I don't know what else.
Well, I mean, the other question is, like, how much gas do you think that this regime has left in the tank? Like, here's a recent headline that should be a little illustrative of this.
You mean how many batteries they? I mean, how much lithium they have left?
I think I know what this is going to be. I think I know what this one's going to be.
this is a real thing that's happened.
Well, the Ukraine thing, the Ukraine spokes tranny, like that. If that doesn't tell you, like, how insane. This system is, and I don't know what to tell you.
Is this regime?
Yeah,
that person, Sarah Ashton Cirillo, that man, is a perfect distillation.
I just
of
had
this
the Twitter
regime.
Video of it.
It's a lunatic sexual pervert that did body modification, threatening to kill everyone that thinks differently. That's what America is.
Where's the video?
Sarah Ashton Cirillo is America in a nutshell.
I mean, now they're in the position where they've had to suspend this insane training because the insane training was making death threats.
I thought insane training was fired. That seeing it is suspended is a backpedal. That means it's going to come back.
But here's my thing. Frankly, I don't think enough demands were made of pro-Ukrainian people to fucking explain this shit.
That's your girl. Like, come get your boy.
Explain this.
Here we have a stone toss.
Yeah.
All pro Russian Rockets will be eliminated. I don't even, like, I don't know.
I'm not even sure what the point of that
is. That's not even particularly good. Are they saying that, like, the only problem here is that, like, Mr. Sarah, like, overstepped his fucking, he went a little too far with his rhetoric, but we'll...
No, I mean, it's just, you know, a typical kind of funny little quip there of, like, oh, looks like you're the one getting fired.
This is amazing. Yeah. I just had the video of, oh, there's one. Oh, that's just a... I just had the video of Cyril saying this, and now it's gone.
Here's what I don't get.
Manhandles on this training. This gorilla.
Oh, here it is. I've got it. All right. I got it.
I do have one question about this, though, which is that the stuff that this person says really isn't that far out there for Ukrainian propaganda generally. So what actual line did they cross? This I don't understand. I actually have a feeling that it's just that this is an extremely weird and off-putting person. The Ukrainians didn't really want to be associated with them anymore. Existence.
It's not that. They're fine with being associated. It specifically said to, like, go kill Russian propaganda. Meaning, like, someone like us,
dude,
I guess.
But Kirill Budanov says the same shit.
Who?
Like, the head of Ukrainian intelligence says the same shit all the time. Like, what are they talking about?
I don't know.
Like,
it's creepy that this person has basically mastered, like, the mannerisms and the looks of, like, an ugly, frumpy woman. That's what freaks me out about it. Like, I think that's, like, the best you can hope for as a trans female. It's like, I have adopted and I have perfected the imitation of a frumpy, ugly, dumpy girl. Is that, it's just horrible.
Russia hates the truth.
Have you ever seen what this guy looked like before?
Have I ever seen what?
Have you ever seen what this guy looked like before?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
It was like a bald, like, it was like a fairly large, bald, like, dad bod man.
Yeah, well, he still has the dad bod. I've seen him in, like, the ladies' one-piece bathing suit where he's trying to lean back so it looks like his shoulders are smaller than his hips, but it's not working. Anyway, let's listen. This is the speech that didn't do any good.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
Oh, I don't think there's God involved here.
So, here's
the tranny is telling me about God, faith in God.
This is directed against a specific individual, then. There's, like, a specific person this guy is talking about.
It's Coach Red Pill, right?
What?
It's Coach Red Pill.
This is actually really wild to sit here and think.
Oh, is it Coach Red Pill?
No, I'm joking. Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that was the case.
But that video is pure insanity. That video is pure insanity. Everything about it is absolutely, like, how can this possibly be real? And when you're mad at us for being like America sucks, it's because you support that. That's America. That video is America. That's how I see America. That's America. America made that possible. That's an American. That's an American enabled by the American system to go over there and be a part of America's proxy war. That's what that is. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Explain that shit. Just and explain it. Explain it. Give that bitch a fudge round. That is a white working class, right?
Right, yeah, I actually had a picture of, like, a before picture of this guy that I watched. Yeah,
every now and then, just gotta kind of step back for a segment. Wait a minute, Russia is at war with Ukraine, and the PR department is a crazy tranny who's making death threats. Like, what the fuck?
And if not for that, over the top, like, overly, like, melodramatic death threat, he would still be like doing this bit. And he hasn't been fired, just suspended, apparently. I had heard fired, but now this RT video you sent me says suspends. Ukraine suspends. Is it an indefinite suspension, or... Like, you get two weeks.
A military spokes training.
Well, what's funny is, remember when we were making fun of this dude, like, before Ukraine hired him?
Yeah,
and he was just over there, like...
he became a spokes trainer.
And,
that.
Dude, that voice that he puts on, where he's like, the evil, horrible Russians. It's like, bro...
Wow, listen to this.
There's literally no valley uncanny enough. Like,
Ashton Cyrillo responded on Monday saying, "I only answer to three groups of people: my Ukrainian commanders, the Ukrainian people, and the American taxpayer."
Wait, what? Okay. Why the American taxpayer?
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I know the answer.
There you go.
I mean,
so did you see that?
can't send pictures. You have to send links to pictures.
Oh yeah, I didn't have it upload. I guess I could put it on a thing.
Yeah, he's just a bald chunky.
It's like,
well, that's good enough right there. We got like you can see the dude. Like, it's just a dude. It's like a dude in like a, you know. Remember when we showed that one picture of him standing next to like some Ukrainians, you know, some Ukrainian soldiers or something like that, and he was like way bigger than that.
And the thing, oh god,
yeah,
that's a whole nigga. This is literally America. Can you guess which state this creature came from?
Ohio.
No, it could be anyone.
Florida.
Oh yeah.
No, well, it could
just like, you would have to be either Florida or Ohio. One of those two.
I wouldn't necessarily.
Those are the most American states.
It could be
right?
Literally anywhere, dude.
Just create America of Florhio.
The Florhio.
Same place.
Well, the Daily Beast is trying to spin this that the reason this training was suspended is because of the GOP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh man, this is also wild to read this. An American woman serving as official spokesperson for Ukraine's military. No, it's not American woman.
That's not what the song's about.
Freak.
I mean, this is a typical American woman these days. Let's just be honest about it. This is what America thinks a woman is. Sarah Ashton Cyrillo is an American woman. The ideal. This is what you're fighting for.
Oh my Uncle God! Sam the needs way they you. Are spinning this. Holy shit! Days earlier, however, she sparked an uproar among pro-Russian figures on social media with a dramatic video in which she vowed that Russian propagandists be hunted down and justice served. Senator J.D. Vance, who has called for an end to further aid for Ukraine, said the video in a letter to top U.S. officials asking if Ashton Cyrillo is being paid with American resources.
Gee, I wonder. U.S. Senator be like, are we paying this person? Yes,
see, Senator J.D. Vance is the real bad guy here because he's actually pro-Russian. That's what's really happening.
I'm kind of curious, is that who? Because it seems like this individual was making a death threat against somebody specific. Is that who he was talking about? Was J.D. Vance?
Oh, man.
Is
Allison
J.D. Vance responded.
Is this another trainee? Do we have a trainee inception here?
There's a lot of trainees in Ukraine. Again, I was looking at something,
J.D. Vance jumped in after the fact to ask if Sarah Ashton Cyrillo is an American asset.
Well, yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Why even ask? Why are you even asking? Right. Well, I mean, if you let
he's from America.
Yeah.
Literally born in America.
Is he from Ohio now? I can't remember.
Genetically, well, here's the thing. So, Sarah Ashton Cyrillo was hired by Ukraine's Territorial Defense Force, which means, yes, he's an American employee because America funds the entirety of the Ukrainian government. Much of the aid money going over there isn't even going to weapons. It's going to – so the Ukrainian government employees get their paycheck this month because otherwise they'll all walk because the Ukraine literally cannot sustain – is would have collapsed. If American aid doesn't – if American aid doesn't get there, it falls apart. It's gone. It's done because no one gets paid. And so that's it. There's no Ukrainian government anymore. So it's effectively – it's better funded at this point than most states because it's big. It's a big country. And the whole government apparatus is, in order to get their paycheck, is relying on America to pay it. So, yes. So those of you who say, I support Ukraine because it's fighting for its sovereignty, well, no. Because there's no sovereignty here. Ukraine is a colony of America. Yeah. That's it.
That's a 4-minute response from a.
We don't have to watch the whole 4 minutes of that.
And Sarah Ashton-Sorrillo of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. And I'd like to thank the X social media platform for carrying this exclusive message from Kyiv. There has been much discussion recently related to my role within the Armed Forces of Ukraine. Before answering some of the questions put forward by Senator Vance of Ohio, I'd like to thank all those in the U.S. who are supporting the Ukrainian
people. Does anyone
people.
Else get the feel that this person like tortures small animals and potentially small children?
Of course
children?
It does. How do you like become the vibe like that? What other mental illnesses do you have along with
stuffing your shirt? I feel like you... Like, this is literally like it puts the lotion in the basket, guy.
Yep.
Like, you know, this is like, that is the vibe I'm getting here. Like,
yeah, they even pretended that guy was
like,
a Nazi,
I'd like to say this to Senator Vance. I'm going to make a skin suit out of a real girl. So wait, no. Oh, wait, no, hold on. That's not, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Anyway, we can take a break.
Yep, it's time.
We could, but somebody's already replied with an even better version of this video. This is great. Thanks, boomers.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. What is the point of this? So it's the AI Joe Biden's face
recently
onto it.
Asked the U.S. Director of National Intelligence.
I fucking this shit needs to be taken away from boomers. There are not enough funny
this
people.
This is part of the reason
there
not
are too
angry
many
about
there are too many unfunny people who have access to these tools to do this parody work.
Yeah.
And they're just brutally unfunny. There is nothing funny about that. The face is not tracking correctly, and it's just wasting everyone's time. And I'm angry. I'm more angry about that than like the tranny person like running the war effort and being the symbol of American. It's just like this terrible like what is the point of Joe Biden being animated into that fucking video? What does that even fucking mean? Because you know what? Hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener funded. They are funded with your subscription. So if you could please do that, help us out. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks. How many times do I have to beat the same dead horses over and over and over again? Animate Donald Trump's face onto that. It's the same shit.
My account is suspended. What the hell?
Hold on.
I can't post on X?
Oh, really? I want to say something real quick before we go to break about the Sarah Ashton-Cirillo issue. You know what I think? I think they fired him not for the threat, but because this person knew about an op and basically said something that couldn't keep their spaghetti in line. Because as I'm saying, like the idea, like threatening Russian propaganda.
Sink ships.
I was shocked that a tranny would let some military plans leak out.
Right. Like, no, I mean, not even the intelligence assassination plots, because we know the Ukrainian intelligence has done.
It's wild.
Loose fistulas sink shipulas.
There you go. Because it says this, a threat to hunt down Russian propagandists, which flagged an action next week. So he said next week, like a bunch of Russian propagandists are going to be killed. It's entirely possible that Kirill Budanov, who's the actual intelligence chief of Ukraine and has been known to be plotting and bragged about plotting assassination plots of Russians before and has bragged about them killing Russian journalists before and nobody cared, that really the issue here is that they spilled the beans on an upcoming op. And that's why they were fired. That's what I think happened. And I'm sticking with it because they didn't care that this person was a lunatic trans person talking about making skin suits and things like that before. So why would they care now? So, yeah, that's what I think happened. You blew the whistle. We were going to kill a bunch of Russian journalists, and now they're on guard because you said something, you fucking moron. Now you're fired. That's what it was. You can't keep secrets. Which, why would you expect lunatics like that to be able to keep their mouths shut?
Can't keep the secret that you're a dude.
Yeah, you can't even... Can't even keep that secret.
All right, time for lunch. Get back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La